This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is set to become a global hub in semiconductor manufacturing in the coming times and a leader in Industry 4.0. The PM was addressing after laying the foundation stone of three semiconductor projects worth over 1.25 lakh crore through video conferencing today. The projects include the country's first commercial semiconductor fab at the Dholera Special Investment Region, DSIR, Gujarat, the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test, OSAT, facility in Assam's Goregaon, Morigaon, and the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test, OSAT, facility at Sanand in Gujarat. Modi said that the youths will get the benefits of the semiconductor industries. The Prime Minister said that the northeastern states are becoming stronger to connect with the Southeast Asian countries, and no one ever thought before of setting up such an industry in this region. The PM said that when the world is looking for a reliable and resilient global supply chain partner after the COVID-19 pandemic, India is aiming to establish itself as a global leader in the emerging sectors such as semiconductors. He said chip manufacturing will take India towards self-reliance and modernity. Modi said chip manufacturing will open limitless possibilities for the youths of our country who are becoming confident with the rapid progress of the country. Talking about the wide efforts being made by his government to encourage foreign investments in the country, the Prime Minister said that the government has focused on ease of doing business and nullified more than 40,000 age-old compliances. The fabrication facility at the DSIR will be set up by the Tata Electronics Private Limited, TEPL, with a total investment of over 91,000 crore rupees. This will be the first commercial semiconductor fab in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program marking nationwide outreach for credit support to disadvantaged sections through video conferencing today. Modi will launch Pradhan Mantri Samajik Uttan Evam Rojgar Adharit Jankalyan, PM Suraj National Portal, and sanction credit support to 1 lakh entrepreneurs of disadvantaged sections of the country. The Prime Minister will interact with beneficiaries of various government schemes from disadvantaged groups including scheduled castes, backward classes, and sanitation workers. PM Suraj National Portal for credit support to disadvantaged sections embodies Prime Minister's commitment to prioritize the underprivileged. It is a transformative initiative aimed at uplifting the most marginalized sections of the society. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved a proposal for expansion of the National Cadet Corps NCC with the addition of 3 lakh cadet vacancies. According to a release, the expansion is expected to cater to the increasing demand for the NCC from educational institutions throughout the country. The expansion plan encompasses the establishment of 4 new group headquarters and the addition of 2 new NCC units. The ministry said that an important facet of the expansion plan involves the proposal for employment of ex-servicemen as NCC instructors. It said the initiative will expand the base of motivated, disciplined and patriotic youth of the Amrit Piri, who will contribute towards achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat. Talking to Akashvani News, Minister of State for Defence Ajay Bhatt said that the NCC has become the largest organisation of its kind in the world. In Haryana Assembly, the discussion is going on the confidence motion moved by Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini in the House today. The new BJP government is proving majority in the 90-member Haryana Assembly. The BJP government needs 46 MLAs to prove the majority. Yesterday, the party claimed to have support of 48 MLAs. Our correspondent reports that the confidence motion was moved. The Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta allowed discussion for 2 hours. BJP has 41 MLAs in the House. The independent legislator Ranjit Singh Chautala was included in the cabinet yesterday. 5 more independents, Nayan Pal Rawat, Dharam Pal Gonder, Sombir Sangwan, Randhir Golan and Rakesh Doltabad, and Haryana Lokhit Party MLA Gopal Ganda may support the government. The 6 JJP MLAs, despite direction from the party, joined the session but left the house before the discussion started. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.